SBS
SBS
SBS
SBS
SBS
SBS Radio.
If I'm not mistaken, your first trip abroad was to South Kurdistan. I know it was some years ago now, but how did you feel and what did you think of that semi-autonomous region at the time?
Evet, 2013 yılı Nisan ayıydı. İlk yurt dışı gezisi Kürdistan'a oldu.
His first trip overseas was in 2013. In April, and that was the first trip being to Kurdistan. It was a great honor, and he was really pleased about that. He also went there as part of the Beşikçi Foundation, and he was officially invited by the Barzani Foundation, and they've had close relationships since, and he's been visiting South Kurdistan regularly.
2013 yılından sonra da zaman zaman Güney Kürdistan'a ziyaret ettik.
Right at the beginning of the IS spillover into Iraq and of course taking over Mosul, the Kurdish president Masoud Barzani called for a referendum for independence. As you may know, the process has been delayed for many factors and for many reasons. So was it wrong to call it so early?
2014 yılı Haziran ayında IŞİD
In 2014, when Daesh attacked, ISIS attacked Mosul, Mosul was the second largest headquarters of the Iraq army. The Iraq army offered no resistance, and all of their heavy arms went into the hands of the ISIS.
Ve çok ağır silahlar çok kısa bir zamanda Mosul'da IŞİD'in eline geçti. Daesh'in Musul'a saldırması benim kanımca Kürtlerin bağımsızlık istemine engel olmaktı. O dönemde
In my view, ISIS's attack on Mosul was basically determined because of the aim to prevent Kurdish independence. So it was a reaction to President Barzani's call for a referendum for independence. And 2 months after that, in August, ISIS attacked Şengal.
Şengal'e saldırdı. Burada şu önemli, IŞİD'i kim destekliyor?
The important Benim question here is who supports ISIS. Neden? And I believe that the most important support for ISIS is the Iraqi government because they're leaving their headquarters without any resistance to ISIS meant that they offered all the arms, all the heavy arms to ISIS.
Musul'u terk etti. O dönemde IŞİD'in
When ISIS attacked Mosul, there was talks about ISIS marching on to Baghdad, but that didn't eventuate and ISIS ended up attacking Kurdish areas.
İşgal edilmeye başlandı. Ama peşmerge
Peşmerge forces regrouped in a short period of time and managed to gradually expel ISIS forces from Kurdistan.
Başladı. Tabii Irak'ta Kürdistan bölgesel
There was a main dispute between Kurdish regional government and the Iraqi government revolving around the Article 140 of the Constitution. The Constitution required that there would be elections and referendum in areas that were outside the Kurdish region, whether or not they'll be joining the Kurdish region or remaining in part of Iraq.
Bu Kürdistan'dan koparılan alanların Kürdistan bölgesine veya Bağdat merkezi yönetime katılacağı söyleniyordu. Benim kanımca bugün artık 140. madde fiili olarak yaşama geçmiştir.
As a result of ISIS attack, 98% of the Kurdistan region in the south is currently under Peshmerga forces, the control of Peshmerga forces. And this basically means, from my opinion, that Article 140 has, even though it was delayed by the Iraqi government, but in practice it's become a de facto situation in Kurdistan.
Güney Kürdistan'ın %98'i Kürtlerin, daha doğrusu Peşmerge'nin denetimi altındadır.
So, to summarize, it wasn't wrong to call the referendum by Barzani.
Hayır, yanlış değildi.
No, it wasn't a mistake to call for the referendum. President Barzani in Kurdistan should be actually moving towards independence, but those forces, powers, states and movements who oppose in independent Kurdistan pushed ISIS to prevent it.
İşte IŞİD'i desteklediler, IŞİD'e yol verdiler.
And the most positive development right now is that Peshmerga forces have a de facto control of the Kurdish areas now.
You are the pioneer of bringing the Kurdish question into light in Turkey. How would you define the Kurdish question in Turkey for the Kurds of North Kurdistan today?
Yani şu önemli, yani Kürdistan 1920'lerde Milletler Cemiyeti döneminde
in the 1920s during the era of the League of Nations there was plenty of talk about national self-determination as a principle to direct international relations but at that same time this principle was advocated by people in the Soviet Union like Trotsky Lenin etc and in America Roosevelt Even though this principle was upheld, they, at the same time, it was the period where Kurdistan was divided and partitioned amongst various states. This created enormous trauma for the Kurdish people. The outcome of this partitioning was very disastrous for the Kurdish
people. Bu operasyon Kürtlere karşı çok büyük yıkımların gelişmesini sağlamıştır.
The important question to ask is what is Kurdish question? What is the Kurdistan issue? And the Kurdistan issue, Kurdish issue, is basically the fact that Kurdistan was divided and partitioned in the 1920s during the era of the League of Nations. And their right for self-determination was deprived. And they were deprived of the right to have an independent state. That is the issue of what we call Kurdish and Kurdistan issue. Now, different parts of Kurdistan, even though there was partition and divided, they still influenced each other. For example, the liberation struggle in the south ended up influencing the north and the east and the west of Kurdistan, and even Caucasian Kurds. For that reason, it's important when we say North Kurdistan to be aware that it's part of the greater Kurdistan, part of the greater problem.
Şu önemli Kürtler için, Kürdistan için bugün
Another important point to remember is that you have the European Union with 28 members and they've got various states like Latvia, Estonia, etc. who have between 2 to 5 million population. The struggle of the Kurds from the 19th century on was actually resulted in the loss of lives more than the population of these countries.
Mücadelesi 19. yüzyıldan bu tarafa Kürtlerin mücadelesinde Kürtlerin kaybı bu devletlerin nüfusundan çok daha büyüktür. Tabii çok büyük bedel ödemiştir Kürtler. Özgürlük için,
Now,
vatan için
I mentioned that Kurdistan was partitioned and divided geographically, but the issue is not really just geographic division. There's also the mentality. And you see this reflected in the Kurdish organizations, say different Kurdish organizations divided. For example, Goran or PUK having trade relations with Iran. They act according to Iran interest or alternatively KDP. Is trade relations with Turkey forces them to think along those lines. And essentially what you see in these organizations is that there isn't this perspective of Kurdish perspective. And this going above the individual narrow organizational interest, there should be a Kurdish interest. The interest of Kurdistan should be upheld. They unite their policies towards each other.
Bir Kürdistan politikası. Yani bu örgütlerin kendi arasında bu örgütlerin üstünde bir Kürdistan politikası. İşte bu Kürdistan politikasının oluşması, bölünme, parçalanma, paylaşılma bu Kürdistan politikasının oluşmasını engelliyor. İşte burada bir bilinç söz konusu. Yani ne deniyor? İşte Kürtler birlik olsun falan. Halbuki esas sorun bilinç sorunudur. Yani Kürtler şöyle düşünmeli. Biz Orta Doğu'da, Yakın Doğu'da 50 milyonun üzerinde nüfusumuz var. Ama niye bir Milletler Cemiyeti'nde veya İslam Konferansı'nda bizim adımız yok? İşte bu bir bilinçtir. Böyle bir bilinç oluştuğu zaman parçacı siyasetlerin üzerinde işte Kürdistan politikası, Kürt politikası, Kürt dil politikası, Kürt ulus politikası, Kürdistan politikası oluşabilir. Şöyle 2000'lere kadar yani Kürt adı Kürdistan adı yasaktı 2000'lere kadar işte Adalet ve Kalkınma Partisi 2000
Up to the year 2000 Kurdish language was banned then in 2002 AKP came to power and they talked about emerging with gelişti. Europe and Avrupa joining the European Union as part of this some rights or some democratic developments took place but now with the current attacks the AKP government is pretending that they didn't actually implement those policies.
Türk yayınları, gazetecilik, işte kitap yayını, gazete yayını, dergi yayını o konularda bazı gelişmeler oldu, olumlu gelişmeler oldu. Ama son bir yılda, son bir buçuk yılda Adalet ve Kalkınma Partisi, yani bugünkü hükümet, geçmişte yaptıklarını, yani Avrupa Birliği uyum yasaları çerçevesinde yaptıklarını yapmamış gibi bir politika yürütüyor. Çok yoğun bir baskı sürdürüyor Kürdistan'da. İşte bu baskı çerçevesinde milletvekillerinin tutuklanması.
The parliamentary MPs have been arrested and the council co-presidents have been arrested. The councils have been sacked. Within this framework, it's very important to criticize the government and their policies.
Sürekli bir eleştiri yapılabilmeli hükümet için. Kürtler de Kürt toplumunun bir üyesi
Kurds should insist, stubbornly insist on the rights that originate from them being Kurds, being part of the Kurdish people. And they should struggle for that and hence develop their consciousness for Kurdish language, Kurdish history, Kurdish politics.
Yani böyle bir çaba sarf etmeli Kürtler de.